Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, it'll be cloudy today, but kind of mild, high of about 57 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 44, 39 in Burlington, Milwaukee 43, and it's 43 degrees in Racine. Get ready, we might see some snow coming in a day or two. Much of Wisconsin, north and west of Milwaukee, is going to be under a winter storm watch Wednesday evening through Thursday afternoon. There's the potential in that area of 6 to 10 inches of snow. Southeast Wisconsin specifically, maybe one, maybe two, maybe more, depending on all tracks, the storm system that everybody's going to be watching for the next 24 to 36 hours. Early this morning, Racine police and fire rescue personnel were called to the Georgetown subdivision about a baby found at a residence on the city's far southwest side. It was about a quarter after three. Paramedics told about the child still having its umbilical cord and breathing. This at a home in the 3600 block of Princess Drive. They received the infant, wrapped in a towel. They had it at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency within 20 minutes of that call. Police, meanwhile, gathering evidence for the ongoing investigation. A 20-year-old man who sought treatment for a gunshot wound last Friday morning at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency apparently had suffered that injury the night before in Stevens Point during the same incident that's left a Horlick High School graduate in critical condition. The man who drove himself to Racine is not identified and not directly involved in what happened to Deonta Lazine. He was shot in the head and remains on life support in Stevens Point. Police there indicate the shooting is related to a drug deal and that 30-year-old Kyle Engen, with two previous drug convictions, is still being sought. The rubberized surface at Kenosha's all-inclusive Dream Playground at Petsky Park, it failed 14 of 17 safety tests. It's going to stay closed until a solution is found. A testing report from Meek Playground Surfacing of Wind Lake found only three of the areas tested came within safety standards for protection from head injuries if there's a fall. During last night's Kenosha Council meeting, Alderman Scott Gordon said the city needs to do what it can to get the Dream Playground reopened as soon as possible.
We have to get this playground back open. We'll worry about the litigation later. We need to move swiftly, and I'm sure we will, to get this park opened, and hopefully in the very near future. But it's going to take some time. It's no doubt. It's not going to open next week.
Chain link fencing has been put up to restrict access to the playground. Meanwhile, the surfacing has also issues of weathering. City Administrator Frank Bassetti says that's a separate thing, but it's also being assessed, and both the manufacturer and the installer are cooperating, and the possibility the surface will have to be removed at some point. The playground opened up just last year after a three-year fundraising effort. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board scheduled a vote Wednesday evening on a special assessment that will be levied against property owners on Highway V for that water and sewer project for future development in Caledonia. But at last night's meeting, some of the trustees were a little concerned about the amount of money some of the residents would eventually have to pay. Residents on V and their supporters again filling the Village Hall, urging the board find another way to pay for the project. They don't want it. They won't directly affect them and benefit them. Village Attorney Elaine Eka says municipalities use a variety of methods to pay for projects, from set assessment rates to determining those rates on a case-by-case basis. Trustee Anna Marie Clausen said their reaction when the project was first announced was, how does it affect the residents?
We could have done better all the way along. We've not encountered a project like this before either. We're new at this. Maybe one has been on a previous decision in the board, but none of us have done this before either. It's a learning thing. So, yes, we will be discussing these alternatives, these options.
Trustees asking the village's attorney research a number of questions. She's expected to address them at Wednesday night's meeting. And we are not changing anything, says Racine Unified School District Superintendent Lolly Haas, regarding the start and end times for schools based on results so far of a community survey, as well as responses from staff and students.
The start and end times will not change, and the calendar year will not be shortened. We are not lengthening the school day. All of those things will stay in place. However, that also means we are not changing transportation to a mile and a half, as we had hoped.
And Dr. Hawes adding that our community took interest, gave us some input, and that has been the most valuable piece of all of this. Full results of the survey to be discussed at the board's April 4th work session. Latest report on housing sales and median prices in Wisconsin showing some good news for the state as a whole. Mixed results, though, here in the southeast corner.
For the month of February, Racine County sales were down 4.2%, but up 8% in Milwaukee and 14% in Kenosha. Median prices during that time dropped 11% in Racine County, while rising 4% in Kenosha and 12.6% in Milwaukee. The eight-county region averaged a 3.6% sales gain and 5% increase in price. For the year-to-date, Kenosha County sales jumped 24.7%, with 7.9% in Milwaukee, 1.6% in Racine, and 7.2% for the entire region. Median sales prices in all eight counties rose 6.8%, but with a 3.8% decline in Racine County, a 17% rise in Milwaukee, and an 8% increase in Kenosha. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News.
Case Construction Equipment's headquartered on State Street in Racine and has announced that Jim Hassler is retiring as the Vice President of North American Operations, effective in April after 34 years. Scott Harris, the current VP of Parts and Service for CNH Industrial, is going to be taking over. Caledonia's Village Board last night approving a merit pay system for employees not covered by a union that calls for a 3% increase if a worker gets an outstanding review, 2% for a very good review, 1% if it's satisfactory, no raise, though, if his or her review is below satisfactory. Previous system adopted 2 years ago had all employees with a satisfactory review receiving the same across-the-board pay boost. June the 16th through the 19th will return the Kraut Music Festival to Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park in Franksville, with a few minor changes, but continuing with all the favorites, including the Kraut Eating Contest. In addressing the Caledonia Village Board last night, Parks Supervisor Jim Svoboda said the fireworks will be back. The overall footprint of the festival, though, will be downsized a little bit. Frank's Kraut is going to be the big sponsor this year, and organizers continuing to work with police and fire and other agencies. He says there's also still some tweaking going on regarding the noise factor, out of respect for the neighbors.
I know Chief Rader didn't have an issue with the fireworks, so he said it was well run last year as well, so I don't anticipate there being any problems with that. We moved the stage a little bit, I know we had some concerns with one of the festivals later in the year, so we kind of directed the stage a little bit different this year, so it's now pointing so much towards the east and the houses. We're going to kind of tweak it a little bit, so I think that's going to help as well.
Tickets are going to be going on sale soon. The event website, krautmusicfest.com. And Washington Park High School senior Kai Days got a little surprise during his lunch hour yesterday, named a finalist for a share of $20,000 worth of scholarships from Cousins Subs, whose spokesperson, Chelsea Schwabe, says Days is being honored not only for his being an outstanding athlete in basketball, track and field, and volleyball with the Wisconsin Sports Award Scholarship Contest. He's also being awarded for academic achievements and work within the community. Days and three other state athletes are going to be honored during an event on April the 12th.
This year, we're giving away $20,000 in scholarships. And the top finalists, one male and one female, will receive a $7,500 scholarship. And the runner-up finalists will receive a $2,500 scholarship.
It's the fourth year for the Wisconsin Sports Awards Scholarship Contest. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They are on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. Also at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.